Welcome back to Stories for Kids. So today I'm going to read a story from the book of Sudha Murthy. The name of the story is A World of Wheat. So let's start the story. Raghu exclaimed, "What a nice story, Ajji. We all eat rice, but I had never heard of a story of how it came to be on earth." Anushka replied, "I don't like rice at all, but I love rotis. When we were living in Delhi, our school canteen would have different types of rotis on offer. How did wheat came to earth, Ajji?" Ajji looked at the children, but her mind wandered elsewhere. Ajji is a treasure trove of stories. "I'm sure she knows this story too," said Ajja, his face crinkling into a slight smile. "Yes, of course, I know. Kamlu Ajji knows the same one too. Kamlu, why don't you tell them the story?" "Maybe I will share it tomorrow. You must be tired now," said Kamlu Ajji. "No, Kamlu Ajji, we were never too tired to hear stories. Please tell us," insisted Meenu. And so Kamli Ajju began her story. Arun was a young, brave and courageous lad. He loved adventures, so he decided to set out from his village. He took his bow and arrow and began walking aimlessly. He wanted to explore the world. After trekking for a few hundred kilometers, he came across a beautiful lake with a bridge. As he got closer, he saw a huge serpent occupying the entire length of the bridge. He had two choices. He would either turn back or cross the bridge regardless of the serpent. If he chose the latter, he would have to step on the serpent carefully until he reached the other end. Since Arun did not want to go back, he began walking on the serpent's body. After he took a few strides, he heard a voice say, "Hello, hello, stop right there." Arun turned around. To his astonishment, he saw that the serpent had vanished and in its place stood an old man. A little afraid, he asked the old man, "Are you calling out me?"
"Yes."
"Where is the serpent? It was here a moment ago," asked Arun.
"I am the serpent. In fact, I am the king of the serpents and have a fantastic place below this lake," said the old man.
"Then why were you sleeping here?"
"To see if I could solve a problem. You see, there is a cruel and powerful eagle who lived on the other side of the mountain. Every day, she comes and eats one of my subjects. Beside my subjects, I have many children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren too. And no matter how much I try, I have not been able to defeat the eagle. So I wanted to test and find someone who is bold and courageous and will agree to help us. That is why I changed my size and laid down on the bridge. Everybody who came here chose to turn back, except you. You have passed my test. Will you try and help us?" Hearing the sincerity in the old man's voice, Arun knew instantly that he was telling the truth. The desire to help save a kingdom and to fight a nasty eagle was too strong for Arun to refuse. He nodded. The old man smiled and relieved to have found a ray of hope. "We have some time before the eagle comes again tomorrow. Would you like to visit my palace?" he asked. Arun agreed and they both jumped into the water. Arun thought that he would hit a bottom soon, but he didn't. The two men passed through a tunnel and entered a beautiful, impressive city with plenty of plants, fruits and flowers. Many serpents walk around in the form of humans, but there was a stillness in the water. Despite the obvious prosperity, no one seemed happy. The serpent king guided Arun to his palace. Soon there was a huge feast laid out in his honor. There were more food than he had ever seen before. After a hearty meal, the king introduced him to his clan. The king thought, "Poor Arun, this might be his last meal." The next morning, the serpent king and Arun came back to the surface of the lake. It wasn't long before Arun heard a terrifying screech. An enormous and scary eagle was heading towards them. Intent on breaking through the water and finding its next victim from the city that they lay underneath. Arun took his bow and got ready to shoot at the eagle. He only had 3 arrows in his quiver. He shot the first arrow. It touched the left wing of the eagle, broke and fell down. The eagle continued flying without missing a beat. The serpent king grew concerned. "Perhaps this boy will not be able to slay the eagle either," he thought. He let loose the second arrow. It touched the right wing of the eagle, broke and fell down. The eagle continued to fly steadily towards them. The serpent king grew more and more concerned. There was only one arrow left now, and the eagle was going to reach them soon. Arun looked down at the lake and saw the eagle's reflection in the water. There was a wound on the eagle's neck. Arun took aim, said a prayer, and launched an arrow directly at the eagle's wound. The arrow hit its mark and the eagle collapsed into the water and drowned. The cruel eagle had finally been slain. The serpent king was ecstatic. He embraced Arun. "My child, thank you for your kindness and bravery. I can never repay your favor, nor will my kingdom or my subjects ever forget you." The city and the serpent folk celebrated the victory with gusto. The king took Arun on a personal tour of the kingdom. Arun noticed that in every home, people were cooking something he had never seen before. It was cream and beige in color. The serpent requested him to stay in the city for some time, but Arun wanted to go and explore more of the world. At the farewell lunch on the final day of his stay, Arun noticed that the same thing he had seen being cooked earlier was being served in different varieties. "What is this?" he asked. "This is wheat. It originates from grass. We only eat the grain we obtain from it during festivals or on the special occasion like today. We are honoring you by serving wheat," explained the king. The queen joined in and said, "We make a variety of dishes using wheat. It is a vital food, easy to eat and digest. It also gives us a lot of energy." Arun tried it and enjoyed it more than anything else that had been served. When he was about to leave, the queen came and presented him a bags of gold nuggets, diamond, rubies, emerald. The king said, "This is our gift to you." However, Arun politely refused the gift. He said, "I don't need these expensive stones or metals. If you really want to give me something, please give me a handful of wheat seed that I can plant and help my fellow men enjoy it too." The king and the queen exchanged looks. They had never shared this with any human before. The serpent king said, "Gratitude is the highest representation of civilization. We will share some wheat seed with you and teach you how to grow it. Let your world also enjoy it. Whenever you eat wheat, remember we shared our secret with you and that you helped us through a tough time." The king handed over a bag of wheat seed and soon Arun left the serpent kingdom, returned to land, bringing the secret of wheat along with him. So did you like the story? If you like it, please share it with your friends and family.